While conservatives appear to be more or less united in their opposition to Obamacare, progressives are expressing a variety of opinions. Many felt betrayed when the single-payer option was taken off the table before the debate over the bill even began. Some, like Russell Mulciber, founder of the group Single Payer Action, even joined in a legal brief asking the court to strike down the individual mandate. But for others, today's ruling represented a major victory.
This is truly a hallelujah moment for families across America.
Ron Pollack is executive director of the National Healthcare Consumers Organization, Families USA.
It means that families will get the peace of mind that health coverage and care will be there for them when they need it. And it's peace of mind that comes because there's so many things about the Affordable Care Act, which are now going forward and will be implemented all across the country, that truly change America's healthcare system in a way that will provide such peace of mind. It means that tens of millions of people are going to gain health coverage who don't have it today. It means that middle-class families will receive subsidies to make health coverage affordable. There will be expansion of coverage for low-income people. There will be total changes in how insurance companies have to provide coverage for people. No longer can they deny coverage due to a pre-existing condition like a child with asthma or diabetes. No longer will they be able to charge a discriminatory premium based on health status, like an adult who may have high blood pressure. No longer will an insurance company be able to discriminate against women in the premiums they charge exclusively because of their gender. No longer will insurance companies be able to impose arbitrary caps in how much they pay out annually or as a lifetime for people with major illnesses. And young adults will be able to stay on their parents' policy until their 26th birthday. Well beyond all of that, there are so many other people who are going to be helped. Senior citizens are going to be receiving checkups, preventive care with no deductibles and no copayments. They no longer will fall in this huge coverage gap for prescription medicines, the so-called donut hole. And small businesses will get significant help in tax credits so that they can continue to afford health coverage for their workers. The bottom line is that healthcare will now be something that people can securely feel will be there for them when they need it.
Ron Pollack, Executive Director of Families USA. While many are pleased and perhaps even surprised that Chief Justice John Roberts put aside political considerations to join with the liberal justices in upholding the individual mandate, thereby handing Obama a political victory, there is considerable skepticism about the effectiveness of the Affordable Care Act itself.
The Obamacare law is a very weak reform. It may have some modest benefits, but it's going to fail to solve the health care problems of the majority of Americans.
Steffi Woolhandler is a physician, a professor of public health at City University of New York, and a co-founder of Physicians for a National Health Program.
For starters, there will be 26 million uninsured Americans when the law is fully implemented, and 26 million uninsured is simply unacceptable to me as a doctor. For people who already have private health insurance, they're getting absolutely no relief from the high copayments and deductibles and coverage denials. In fact, if anything, those problems are likely to get worse because healthcare costs will be going up and there'll be more pressure to give skimpier and skimpier benefits. If people have job-based coverage and it's terrible coverage, you can't leave it. You're mandated. You must take that coverage. You're not eligible for the exchanges. You're not eligible for subsidies. You have to stick with the lousy coverage you have.
What about the one adverse ruling by the court that prevents withholding all of Medicaid money to states if they don't allow for the Medicaid expansion? This will let states opt out of the Medicaid expansion without penalty. Is this going to put further pressure on the poor to buy health insurance?
Most of the Medicaid expansion was going to be paid by the federal taxpayers. So a state would be pretty stupid to turn down the Medicaid expansion because it would bring lots of federal money into their states. Nonetheless, it's possible that for ideological reasons, some very conservative governors might refuse the Medicaid expansion, even though the taxpayers elsewhere are picking up nearly the full cost. But because the federal government's paying for so much of it, I suspect that most states will, in the end, agree to take that money and do the Medicaid expansion.
Passing Obamacare 2 years ago, when there was a Democratic majority in the House, was a bruising battle. Many of the issues, especially single-payer, were never even brought on the table. Do you think that single-payer is politically feasible, regardless of whether or not it's economically feasible or the best thing to do for health care?
Well, the political block to single-payer is the private health insurance industry. They're completely and totally opposed to single-payer. The head of the trade organization has said, it's a life-or-death struggle for us. We're completely opposed to single-payer. And, of course, the health insurance industry, with their billions and billions of dollars in political spending, on lobbying, on political donations, has way too much influence over what goes on in Washington. So that's been our problem. Having said that, single-payer supporters were able to fight their way into the White House meetings, into congressional hearings, into the Senate. We weren't able to win, but we were able to use the democratic process to at least begin to make our voices heard.
Well, do you see any benefit at all or any improvement by Obamacare going into full implementation in 2014?
There are some modest benefits. There's a big Medicaid expansion. I think most of that will, in fact, go through, though a few states may block it. But there'll be millions and millions of people who get Medicaid. Now, Medicaid is lousy insurance, but it's better than no insurance. So we're getting lousy but better than no insurance for millions of people. That's an improvement. There's some modest regulations on the insurance industry that, again, are better than no regulation, but those regulations are actually full of loopholes. But there are some improvements. The big problem with Obamacare is it turns over about $1 trillion to the private insurance industry, both in the form of subsidies for people to purchase premiums, forcing consumers to pay the premiums, and overhead and profits that they'll make off of Medicaid expansion. So we're actually shifting a lot of taxpayers' money into the private health insurance industry. And, of course, the private health insurance industry is the cause of the current crisis. They've been the major block to reform in the past. So that's the major downside of Obamacare, is in exchange for these modest benefits like a Medicaid expansion and some improvement in insurance regulation, we've shipped a huge amount of money over to the insurance industry.
Well, despite the benefits to the insurance industry of the Affordable Care Act, they still fought it.
No, that isn't actually true. The insurance industry actually donated lots of money to the Democrats. The former vice president of the largest U.S. insurance company was working on Senator Baucus' staff to draft a framework for the law. The insurance industry also funded the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to run a campaign attacking the reform efforts from the right. What they were able to do was fund Obama as the center to fund the right-wing attacks on him, and thus crowd out voices from the left who were saying, let's go for the single-payer solution. Let's cut out the middlemen of the insurance industry, save $400 billion annually on administrative costs, and use our administrative savings to improve coverage for everyone. That was the voice that the insurance industry used their money to drown out.
Where does the fight for single-payer go now?
We're seeing some state efforts. There's a single-payer bill in the New York State Legislature by Assemblyman Gottfried. Single-payer laws have passed in California, but, of course, were vetoed. They're under consideration in Hawaii. There's a law that's been passed in Vermont called a roadmap to single-payer. None of the states are at single-payer now, but if we can get a successful action in the state, that might be a spark plug for a national law. Obamacare isn't implemented until 2014. Many people have high hopes for Obamacare, and I think those hopes will be dashed, and we'll see a rapid reopening of the health reform debate.
Steffi Wohlhandler is a professor of public health at City University of New York and co-founder of Physicians for a National Health Program.